Bonjour, Maria. Je m'appelle Patrick Delahanty. And that's all the French I remember from high school. I'm Patrick Delahanty. I'm here at Otakuthon in Montreal, Quebec, in Canada. This is actually our first AnimeCons TV report from outside the US. Yeah, it is. Wow. And this is actually my fourth Canadian convention. The first two were Anime North back in 2002 and 2004. And I was at Animaritime in, I think, 2006. And so this is the first chance in a long time, 9 years, I guess, that I've been able to get to a Canadian convention. I've wanted to go to Otakuthon for quite a while. I used to live in Boston, and it's just a six-hour drive. And what got me curious about it was because it's a bilingual convention. And I was wondering, how does that work? How can they have both English and French at the convention? Well, they've made it work really well. At things like opening ceremonies, you'll have the MCs introducing in both English and French, and then French, and then English, and back and forth, so you don't miss anything.
Bonjour!
A big round of applause for East and West for their amazing performance. So let's start off with asking, who was here last year at Otakuthon?
Les derniers trois ans?
What about the last 3 years? What about five?
Sept?
Any diehard otaku since 2006? That is amazing, and thank you. We'd like to mention that this year is the 10th edition of Otakuthon.
A lot of the panels, it will be clear if it's either an English panel or a French panel, and actually they use the guidebook app, and in there they tell you what language it will be in. In the video rooms, there's notes about if it's going to be English subtitles or French subtitles. And for a lot of the other stuff, dealer's room, artist alley, it doesn't really matter. Plus, if you're not familiar with Montreal, you open your mouth and say anything in English, conversation's in English from that point on. So if you don't know any French, don't worry about it. It's kind of like a trainer version for Europe. If you plan to go to France, come to Montreal first. Test out your French and see how you can get along reading the signs and stuff, but you can always fall back to English if you want. And speaking of Montreal, it's a beautiful city. I used to come up here all the time to vacation, and it's got a European feel, but it's so much closer to home and a lot more reasonably priced to get to than to go all the way to Europe. And so Montreal itself is a great reason to come to Otakuthon. The other reason is the convention itself is amazing. I've had such a good time here. It's Sunday, so the crowds are a little lighter behind me. But I'm so glad that I got to come here. They invited me as a guest, which actually was a bit of a surprise to me, but I gave some panels that were fairly well attended and got a lot of good questions from people and stayed longer and answered questions after the panels. And so I had a really good time interacting with people at the panels. The panel rooms, they're plentiful, and they're large enough for the largest panels you need, or the smaller rooms for smaller panels, and there's such a variety of panel room sizes that it works out really well. And there's workshop rooms where they have the tables set up, and they've got a really good setup for workshops and panels in terms of programming. There's a video game room with LAN party. There's a portable Pokemon area, and lots of computers in there, so that's a lot of fun. They have they hosted the World Cosplay Summit this year, and I heard there were 9 entries, but there were only 7 that actually performed, so the other 2 must have dropped out. There's room for 20 entries, but I don't know why more people didn't enter. And I encourage the Canadians to enter this next year because there were some really good entries. So if you have a really good skit or you can come up with a really good skit, enter the World Cosplay Summit and you might win a trip to Japan. Think of it, your odds were 1 in 7. If that's assuming you had even odds, you know, because it does come down to skill of performance and the craftsmanship and other factors. Just, you know, just general stage presence. Whoever has the best show. And yeah, the winner skit was really great. There was a Digimon skit that I thought was very creative. It didn't win anything, but I loved seeing it. And the runner-up was, there was a runner-up and it was also equally amazing. Although my advice to some of the people that didn't win is just rehearse. Keep rehearsing, because you need to have that part down pat. You've got to make sure that your motions are deliberate. Don't just slow motion through everything, and be sure of your actions. Just don't look nervous. But it was a good show. And if you can get a chance to see a World Cosplay Summit here in Canada or in the US or anywhere else, please go see it. It's great to see. If you're at all interested in costumes. They also, of course, had a masquerade. But the main event stage is beautiful. They've got the lights, the sound, fog machines, with the, so you can see the lights coming through. And I was very impressed. They got a great sound system, and they put on a great show. The tech crew, top-notch here. And speaking of tech, outside the panel rooms, they have the digital signage, so you can easily tell what's coming up next. It's the same signage used as at Anime Boston, and I'm not just saying that because it looks like it. It actually is the same system used at Anime Boston. And I didn't know that at first. I thought, wow, this sort of has an Anime Boston vibe going on. And then I found out later, oh yeah, it's the same guy. And so I'm glad to see that there's some people crossing the border to come into Canada, or the reverse, I'm not sure which, but I'm glad to see that there's some exchange between the two countries going on here, because there needs to be more. I checked out the dealer's room, and it is gigantic. I mean, sure, I've seen larger dealer's room, but this, tons of space, not only to walk around, but for the dealers as well. And the other thing, you think, oh, it's just another dealer's room, same vendors you see everywhere. No, remember, this is Canada. So a lot of the US dealers don't come into Canada. Some still do, but for the most part, if you're just familiar with US cons like I am, you're seeing all new dealers, or mostly new dealers, which means mostly new merchandise. There's some things in there I had never seen before. There was even a guy selling quadcopters, like little tiny ones, that was really cool. And then the artist alley is attached to that, just on the other side, and it's also gigantic. A trend that I've noticed in the U.S. at least is that at Artist Alley, a lot of the artists will, or at least some of the artists, will sell pins and bookmarks and not so much the original art, but the mass-produced, like, oh, I'll just print out a billion buttons, make a button maker, and sell buttons. From what I've seen here, a lot of the artists are doing actual art, like on paper or some flat medium, where you can actually get the traditional, like back in the old days, art. They draw it out themselves, and you're not really just getting a mass-produced thing. And I really like seeing that. And they've all got the huge displays, like built way up. So that's impressive, because I saw it before it opened, and it was just flat tables. And then after it opened, it's like a city rose up. Also in that room, they have tables for the other conventions to promote. And the Nadeshi-Con in Quebec was there, and Bakuretsu-Con was there, and Yelp. And there was at least one other, I forget. Anyway. There's also a cafe in there, and it's just the concessions run by the convention center. But that's not the only food option, because this is right in the heart of downtown Montreal. There's a metro station under the convention center, so you can easily get to anywhere in the city if you want to. And you don't have to go far, though, because Chinatown is a block away, and there's tons of restaurants. A lot of them are full, because, hey, you're at an anime convention, you've got to eat Asian food. And it also is just close. There's also, if you're coming from the U.S. and you want some traditional Canadian food, Tim Hortons is in the convention center. So I may have eaten there a couple times. And guys, I gotta tell you, they're holding out on us. Because Canada has this secret thing where they make donuts with Reese's. And they also have donuts with Oreo. They've been totally holding out on us. I mean, what the heck? We need that. There's also a chocolate chill drink, which was delicious. And I don't know if they have that in the Tim Hortons that are in the U.S., but there's none near me, so I'll have to settle for Krispy Kreme. Anyway, what else is going on at this convention? There's, I talked about the video game room, the vendors. Oh, just the cosplay in general. There's a lot of people cosplaying here, and there's so many really great and original costumes. People are definitely putting in the time and effort. You're not seeing a whole lot of store-bought things. You're not seeing the slap-together stuff. I mean, it's great that people have a good time, but I love seeing that when that people will put in time and effort to create a really good-looking costume. They've put their desire to show their love for some character, and it really comes out. There's a big area near the entrance where people will just gather, and it seems to be the main photo spot. But there's also an area outside with a fountain and trees, and a lot of people are taking pictures outside. Plenty of places for photo ops. Even just in old Montreal, if you want some old-looking buildings, or if you need trees. If you're looking for some quick photo shoots around the con, plenty of options. Let's see, back to food. There's also a number of places in the basement of the convention center to eat, like a sushi shop. There's, I think it's an Indian food, there's Subway. There's, of course, the Tim Hortons. There's a convenience store, so if you want to buy just Coke and a bag of chips, they get that. And plenty of other options. And they have a really good round of guests here. They brought in the bands Angela and Flo. They've got Todd Haverkorn, Wendy Lee, Colleen Klinkenbeard, myself. So what more do you need? But yeah, they've got Japanese guests, and it's a great variety of people. And so whatever you're looking for in a guest, they probably have it here. They're doing autograph signings and everything. And they had concerts with Angela and Flo and their other bands. And the hallways, for a convention that's expecting up to 20,000 people, the hallways are not crowded. I mean, this is a Sunday, but it was kind of like this on Saturday too. And that's not because there's not a lot of people here. It's just a really large convention center, and it's really spread out, so the crowds are spread out. The only area you might find a lot of congestion is the bottom of the escalators, where everybody's gathered for their cosplay photos. But for the most part, it's not like a lot of other cons that would have 20,000 people, where there's a big bottleneck. The convention center is open all over the place, so it's not like you have to use one entrance. You can come in by the Tim Hortons, you can come in on the opposite side. All four sides are open, so it is not one big congestion area. So I've had a really great time here at Otakathon, and I've got to thank their staff for bringing me in, and I'm glad I finally get a chance to check out this convention. But I need more of my friends to come up from Boston. Don't let the border scare you. Go get a passport. You should have one anyway. Come on up to Montreal. It's faster to drive to Montreal from Boston than it is to drive to Baltimore. And this is such, it's so worthwhile. Not only that, you get to drive through Vermont, which is pretty. So yeah, come on up to Montreal. Exchange rate's pretty good, at least right now. We'll see what it is next year. And enjoy the city. Enjoy the convention, make a vacation out of it. If you can't travel alone, bring your parents. Your parents would love to visit Montreal. There's plenty for them to do while you're here enjoying the convention. Or they can come to the convention with you. Whatever. But my parents used to come up here to Montreal all the time to vacation, so I'm sure your parents would love it as well. And please, Americans, New Englanders, New Yorkers, come to Montreal. Check out Otakuthon. Trust me, you will not regret it. It's a great convention. And I'd like to hear what you thought of Otakuthon. If you were here, just call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. That may be a toll call from Canada. I'm not sure. But you don't have to worry about that, because you can leave a, you can send us an email at podcast@animecons.tv, because that is free for everyone, anywhere. And if you want, you can make a short YouTube video, send us the link in email, and we'll use that on a feedback episode. And love to hear what you thought. If you want to do it in French, well, welcome to that too. And because it's shown me here that it doesn't matter what language, everybody's here for the same thing, having fun. And I definitely had fun, and I'm hoping I can come back some other time and bring a lot more people with me, because it's Otakuthon and it's 5 stars for me. So yeah, let us know what you think, and check us out next week on AnimeCons TV when it's our feedback episode. So get that feedback in, voicemails, emails, Twitter comments, Facebook, you know, whatever. Just send in that feedback, and we'll see you next time.